Hi, this is Roxanne, and it's Create Abundance Now, where we talk about understanding, sharing. We share knowledge that's for ourselves as well as the planet, for healing, as well as expanding the mind and the consciousness and helping bring everybody into deeper consciousness and conscious awareness. Sometimes that knowledge that we share goes into all kinds of different areas. Speaking of which, we had a fantastic guest 2 weeks ago, Allie Thies. I just want to thank Allie again. What a fantastic show that was. And, you know, if you go to the bbsradio.com archives, and you go to the archives, look under February 11th. You can download that show for a small fee to become a member of our wonderful BBS family. And listen to Allie as she talks about psychic abilities, as she talks about out-of-body experiences and out-of-body ecstasy, as well as link directly over to her websites, gypsyadvice.com, and various others. I believe on that show we touched on several different taboo topics, not the least of which was sex in America. And I personally feel that we need to bring that out into the open. After all, sex, orgasms, these are all part of joy in life. They help to increase our radiant light energy and love from within us. They help to feed our souls and our spirits. I want to welcome today a special guest that we have here in my home studio. His name is Daryl Gray. Daryl's going to talk to us about anything that comes to his mind, and we're going to talk to him. If anybody wants, they can call in to the radio show as well. They can open up the lines. There you are. Hi, Daryl.
How you doing, Roxanne?
I'm good. Hey, you know what? I remember when last we talked, you mentioned a huge project that you've been working on, music.
Yeah, I'm almost done with my CD. It's called Liquid Light.
Liquid Light?
Yeah, it's using all electronic music keyboards.
All right. So something in the genre of ambient music?
Yeah, it's ambient, and it's healing, and it's spontaneous creation.
Spontaneous creation.
Yeah, what I do is I take my keyboard into the studio and have the engineer basically set up everything, plug it in, and then I just work with sounds spontaneously, and it creates beautiful sounds. It's just using my ear and using my intuition.
And could you maybe even go as far to say, this might be a jump, but letting spirit travel through you?
Yeah, just opening up to my creative abilities, aligning myself with that, and just letting it flow through and just letting it happen instead of trying to force it to happen.
Oh, absolutely. When we open up and we become the true vessel, the open vessel, the pathway for the source to come through us, things become so much easier in our lives. And we begin to realize that pushing or the things that we effort for don't come to us when we do such things as effort. But when we open up and allow ourselves to be the vessel for the energy, how much easier it all really becomes. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah, it should be. Life should be effortlessly performed. Just like Deepak Chopra would speak about that, allowing things just to taking the things that you enjoy in your life, things that you really feel talented and powerful behind already, developing those or allowing those things to happen, and not really trying to force them, just letting, instead of attaching yourself to it, to, like, my music, I don't really attach myself to the project.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something I go in there and have fun and do. And I do have definite goals behind the project.
Absolutely.
But
goals
I don't,
are good.
I just allow it to kind of open up. Different people have been interested in it in different ways, and it's opened myself up to opportunities in other places.
Really?
So
other places?
Other types of music.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, it's just by being creative and by opening up to your creativity and not, like, I have a goal of obviously
mm-hmm.
bringing that to, my original goal was to bring my CD to bookstores,
mm-hmm.
New Age or spiritual bookstores, or to bring it into getting it licensed by shows and different places and putting it on the internet, such as BBS. I'd like to put some of it on there when it's done.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure we could work on that with,
and,
with the sponsors.
You're working with,
or
that,
with the owners.
Yeah, so if I open up to that, there will be different opportunities, and I'm not going to really worry about where they, which ones develop. It's just putting that energy out there and then letting it go, not attaching myself to it. And that's, I kind of learned that from Deepak Chopra's teachings and spiritual success, where you just not attaching yourself to the outcome, although having an outcome but not attaching yourself. It's what the Vedic texts would talk about in Ayurveda.
Well, yeah, having an outcome, that's something we talk about too in our line of coaching, the line of coaching you and I work with neurolinguistic programming, as well as timeline therapy. The first and most foremost thing to get is always outcome. Outcome first, and then, of course, developing the visual, auditory, kinesthetic, and self-talk that helps bring you towards that particular outcome through the various steps or small goals that lead up to that full outcome. I believe Deepak Chopra is not the only one that has figured that process out. Were you mentioning to me also that you've been doing some study work with the St. Germain Foundation?
Yeah, I received a book from a friend of mine. It's there's an IM. I don't know if anyone out there has heard of the IM reading rooms. They're around. They're really old. They've been around since the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she introduced me to a book. The original book I read, Unveiled Mysteries, by Godfrey, G-O-D-F-R-E, Ray, R-A-Y, King.
Mm.
And he
great.
He was a person who experienced St. Germain's energy on Mount Shasta, California.
My
which
favorite
is right
place.
Out of where, actually, where BBS is from.
Yes, God, I love Mount
anyway,
Shasta.
Yeah, and that's where,
place.
Yeah, it's great. So the, it's really an interesting story, and then I finished that one, and she gave me another one, The Magic Presence, and it talks about the mighty I Am presence, and the experience of the mighty I Am being
mm-hmm.
within your, connecting with your I Am, which is also very similar to prana, mm-hmm. connecting
prana.
With prana. There's
right.
other, I mean, in Hindus, chi with Chinese. It's
life force.
Yeah, it's your life force.
Mm-hmm.
And they express it in that way.
It's
and
just a different word for it.
Yes,
correct.
It's a picture they give you, the image
mm-hmm.
of light that connects to your Christ self, and also above that, which is God, which
okay,
understanding
right.
that the mighty I Am God presence is within every soul, every being. So, yeah, connecting with that, you're just visualizing. You know, the way I would do is visualizing light coming from my heart, which would be the sun, or could be a bright light of, you know, it really expresses
the Christ
that.
Consciousness, too.
So, yeah, it talks about...
John Below talks about that in many of his teachings about developing the light within as the Christ consciousness and allowing it to flow out in the out to the extended boundaries of the tetrahedron.
Yeah, it's
a, around each and every one of us.
Talking about the ascended masters.
Mm-hmm.
And some people I've heard don't... You know, there's all kinds of controversy behind the Ascended Mastery, and I don't know.
Controversy
I'm not,
now, you mean?
Well, there always has. Well, there,
oh.
Yeah, there is different ways of seeing it, and I don't really, I'm not going to get into that, but I just enjoy what they say in those books, and just these books were written a long time ago, so I don't know what's happened on the planet Earth as far as how the Ascended, some people do say Ascended Mastery is no longer on the earth plane, it's no longer in this dimensional field, which may be true. There is a guest that that's on BBS, which I enjoy listening to, is Ron Amatron. He,
oh, yeah.
He also talks about how the Ascended Mastery, or the light beings, he would talk about that that exists in however he explains, you'd have to listen to him, but it's really interesting. So that kind of brings in the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, talks about things that I believe in, where clearing your, the chakra balancing and clearing your fields, which negative energy. And in NLP, it's the same thing. We clear our negative emotional, because we all have the emotional body, and we clear that out and letting go of those past negative energies, traumatic events, in order to prepare us for really becoming who we are going to be.
And real quick, I want to let people know, if they want to call in, the number to call is 877-876-5227, or directly from Mount Shasta and Paradise, 530-876-3222. Speaking of clearing out, you showed me an amazing thing on a lady by the name of Jas Hameen.
Yeah, I was checking out interesting.
Through the clearing out process, she's actually able to not have a necessity for ingesting food sources or water sources.
Yeah, breatharian.
My God, that's such a fascinating process.
That's an interesting thing I came across, mm-hmm. which I'm sure a lot of people out there have heard of it. It's been around, but the Tibetan monks have been able to do this. They're using prana. They use pure prana.
And prana is light?
Well, it's
energy?
I guess it's the energy source of the universal substance or universal source.
Like, could I say God? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, it's according to their teachings, it's the source of energy for all humanity as a collectiveness, as well, one energy.
One energy.
That we all have. That we kind of disconnected ourselves from, but in the Eastern traditions, they
mm-hmm.
have that in their traditions, and they still use it today. Like,
right.
For instance, I've also been studying Falun Gong or Falun Dafa, which is the Chinese way of bringing in qi, with Master Li teaches that in China, which is a very controversial technique for healing in China, but people use it here today, and I've been studying using that, and that also brings in a lot of energy and source energy to you, and it's very powerful for healing. So if anyone was interested in using that technique, it's Falun Dafa, as you could probably find it on the internet, and Falun Gong, which is very similar to Qigong. I'm just new to all that, but it has brought a certain sense of healing to me, as well as all these other techniques. But there's so many different ways, because what's happening, I see, is that Eastern, the Western,
absolutely, it's giving acknowledgement to the Eastern, which Eastern medicine. Did you know that Eastern medicine, in the form of acupuncture, is 4,000 years old, and Eastern medicine, coming from India in the Ayurveda sense, is over 5,000 years old. Matter of fact, a little tidbit of information many people don't know. They unearthed, back in, 1991, they unearthed some mummies in China, and they had red hair. And they were able to discern that they were Nordic people. They assumed Moors, you know, rather than the Moors that came from Spain, the Moors came over the Pyrenees, and they went downward into Europe and eventually settled in Ireland. These somehow ended up over in China. Oddly enough, they had marks on them. They're like little tattoo marks on specific meridians on their backs and on their chests, on their legs, etc. These marks were, in ancient times, they were used to help the healers know where to apply acupuncture at.
Yeah.
And these mummies were,
wow.
I can't remember how many thousands of years old. Oh, gosh.
Well, it's incredible how...
like 3,000.
Yeah. You look at that and you see that...
Mm-hmm.
that the consciousness of people that many thousands
mm-hmm.
of years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
I suppose we're barely catching up with this stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a great movie that people should get that really kind of explains in a way that I thought was cool.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Great Year. And it's it takes the astrology of humanity on the planet Earth.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And I can't remember who. I saw it a couple of years back. But
mm-hmm.
it talks about how there have been times where humanity raised its consciousness very high. They call it the golden age or the golden years.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're coming to that the age of Aquarian, where we're coming back to that golden age. But this time, according to a lot of people, I've
mm-hmm.
read that this is permanent. shift in the planet. It's a permanent change, a permanent golden age, changing the planet Earth to a higher realm and moving it to a different place, according to the central sun, which it's really interesting how that's going to be. So there's this huge event supposedly going to happen. Though it's happening already.
I kind of tend to think that it's happening already. I know a lot of different faiths believe in the rapture, or they believe in the second coming, or, you know, all kinds of different things that they believe are going to be occurring, or, you know, they believe that there needs to be, and for whatever necessity, I'm not sure, they it's going to be some prolific, you know, tremendous event or happening or occurrence. And truly myself, and I think you and I have spoken about this previously, I truly believe it's just going to be a shift that's happening now, and it's going to continue to happen for a very long time, and people are all going to be shifting. Some aren't going to be shifting as quickly as others, but many, as we mentioned, Josh Maheen's probably already shifted. If she's given up the need to take in food sources and water sources for survival, and she is still in physical form.
Yeah, I think what she said, or her message,
she shifted,
is that she is. It just kind of happened to her. But what I perceive that as, it's basically it's a picture of limitless living.
Limitless living.
In other words, she is not living with limitations.
Right.
And there's people that they show that to other people in different ways. You know, we talk about Jesus showing the miracles and not living in limitation. We talk about Saint Germain, the things that he did. If you read about him, not living in limitation.
Mm-hmm.
These each person has their own talent or whatever they do to show people that you're not limited. I mean, there are great musicians out there that they're just will blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, how did he learn how to? So there's all these ways to show that you're not limited in your life. You can manifest the greatness and perfection you want.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where she's coming from. I think she doesn't promote not eating. In fact, she says people should eat. She promotes vegetarianism.
Right.
But they should eat, but she's just showing that you can change and you can bring in a lot of energy into your life, even besides just food, just bringing in energy from your source, from the light energy, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, absolutely.
Into you and create healing on profound levels.
Well, let's talk about something else. I'm going to change gears on you here because you and I have had this conversation and we've had it in the community that we live in here in the Portland, Vancouver metropolitan area and in Seattle. There's this hubbub, I call it that because I don't buy into it. There's a sort of a hubbub going about the streets that we're in a downward spiral economically in this country right now. And quite honestly, I had a conversation with somebody just last night, actually, at a show I was at, musical show. Daryl was performing, and you were quite masterful on the drums, I might add.
Oh, thank you.
That was wonderful. I had a great time. But I was having a conversation with somebody who was mentioning that he's having a difficult time financially, and he's having to transition jobs, and this economy blows, and blah, 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 blah. You know, here's the thing. You and I are talking about, you know, allowing the energy to come in, being open vessels for healing, being open vessels for light, being open to opportunity. I can't stress that enough. Here's the thing, I'll get right down to it because you know me, I'm a kind of a nuts and bolts kind of gal. I just don't believe we have time to sit here and poo-poo about it. Because quite honestly, our lives aren't that long, really. They're blinking, it's over. Get off your asses, people, and realize that what you focus on is what you're going to create. So if you want to see this world and this country as economically depressing, get this, you're going to be in an economic depression because that's what you're focusing on. You know, choose your battles wisely because if you're going to focus on the lack, it's going to come at you. It's going to hit you like 2x4 in the face.
Yeah, people need to stand up.
Yep. They need to quit looking at lack. They need to quit looking at loss. You know, I have clients, and God bless them. I mean, it is difficult when you go through a loss of a loved one, a loss of a job, a loss, you know, but the thing is, you know, scrape off your knees and say, we were in a church the other day. We were in a church and we were listening to a wonderful sermon. And the gift, you know, what this economy right now people are saying it's a downward spiral. It blows chunks, blah, blah. But, you know, in church, I remember she said, you know, see everything, no matter what it is, as a blessing and say, you are a gift to me. You are a blessing. You're a gift. You're gifting me with this blessing. Because, okay, you had a loss. You know, you lost a job. You lost a child. You lost a family member. You know, that was a blessing, actually, believe it or not, because it helped to bring you in touch with your spiritual center, your consciousness, where your creation really comes from. You can create anything. You can create tears, or you can create joy. That person you may have lost is resonating on the other side with our Lord. We all know this. Resonating on the other side with our Lord, shining down on you and sending you love constantly and saying to you, please don't cry for me, for I am truly wrapped up in joy. You need to focus on your own joy. And in this world right now, in this economy, I mean, I hear this all the time. I don't believe in an economic downfall. I don't believe in that. It doesn't work for me. I believe in, and it's a blessing because it helps create motivation for opportunities. It creates opportunities. If you look at this as an opportunity for change, this is what I told this guy last night. If you look at the difficulty you're having financially right now as an opportunity for you to create change within yourself, within your vision, your focus, what you're focusing on, and you use that energy to create opportunity. I have this one thing I say to myself all the time. I say, I am now attracting all the people, places, and opportunities for my abundance, my joy, my love, my wealth, and my financial freedom now. I say that all the time. And when I do, amazing things happen. Because here again, this is not a time of economic downfall. This is a time of blessing. This economy is blessing each and every one of you with the opportunity to go out and create new sources of income for yourself.
That's right. Yeah.
New ways of being.
Yeah, and come from the heart.
Got fired up there. I'm all sweaty now.
No, it's true. It's people can create from the heart and truly be themselves and create a wonderful life. That's what the future is going to be like.
Absolutely.
And, you know, love conquers fear, as Edgar Cayce, and it's a great book you can get.
As A Course in Miracles. In Miracles talks about there's only love and fear.
Yeah.
And if it's negative, it's fear. If it's anything other than negative, it's love. Go ahead. What's Edgar Cayce?
Well, just a quote from the Bible, you know, Matthew. Yeah. You advise, let's move on from that, because I'm not going to get into the biblical quotes, but anyway.
You can quote Bible if you want to.
I could, yeah. I don't mind. I don't have it. I'm not.
Oh, you don't have the Bible with it. Sorry.
I know there is something in Matthew that talks about that, so you have to go look for that. But
in the Concordia.
Imagine stopping a runaway horse that is galloping toward you. Will you try to fight it? Will you stand there in its path with your arms outstretched, signaling for it to stop? No, because you would know. You would get run over.
Mm-hmm.
It would be better to turn and start running in the same direction as the horse's path. So by the time the horse passed by, you'd have enough speed to jump on it. Mm-hmm. Then you could ride it for a while and gradually calm it and slow it down.
That sounds kind of a little, once again, taking the opportunities in this economy mm-hmm. to find options for oneself rather than trying to fight it, defend against it. I remember in the Bible, one of the things they talk about Jesus is that he was defenseless. And in Course in Miracles, they discuss the defenseless nature of our beings. And when we decide to quit defending against, we no longer create the things, i.e. fears, the things that we defend against. When you allow yourself to be defenseless, you're no longer creating that which you're defending against, which is why I know I friends might think I'm nuts, but I go into some of the worst neighborhoods in Portland sometimes to do my work, and I leave my car unlocked, sometimes just because I forget. People say, well, what are you doing that for? Your car could get broken into. You know what? No. Hasn't happened, because I don't put the thought, I don't vibrate. I don't vibrate with that energy. I once left my purse wide open off of 33rd and Hawthorne in Portland, And I left my purse wide open, and there was literally a $100 bill sticking out my little billfold with my purse wide open. And I was in this home for 2 hours and came out. Doors were unlocked in the entire car, you know. And there it all was, you know. And then I figured, too, if something did happen, which I know it won't, but if it ever did, once again, that person needed something that I had, and that was a blessing for them. And it was a blessing for me, because when something like that happens, I know all I have to do is turn around, focus, create my outcome, which is I will replace this fourfold, and it happens. You've seen me do this.
Yeah.
This is what all of us can do.
Yeah, the abundance is there for everyone.
Oh.
To. People shouldn't worry about things like that. You know,
no.
Don't worry. You know, there's no nothing to be afraid of.
No.
I know I'm not saying that I haven't mastered this, and I'm working on it daily. It's something I have to be conscious of every day, and it's everyone has to be conscious, but it's like really the thing, everything's there for you. You know, the government and the media will tell you not, you know, they'll try to throw fear into you, and I really don't want to get into that too much, but I think
we don't mind if you do.
People are well aware of the, you know, the sinister stuff that's going on with the government and with things that we're promoted. We're seeing, you know, it's just too obvious today to the people not know that we're being
manipulated by the media.
It's just this dark.
This is why we have this radio show on BBS, Daryl.
Yes.
And not anywhere else, because Don gives us freedom, and we pay for that.
Yeah. So it's
because we don't have to pray to the gods of media like that person whose name.
Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, I didn't say it. I'm gonna get called.
Anyway, we don't. I think everyone, yeah, no one's stupid. People know what's going on.
They do.
It's obvious. So now it's time just to stand up and say, you know what, we're not going to deal with that shit anymore.
Look away from the fear, people. That's the one thing I always tell people. Look away from the fear. Look away from the negative. Do not watch the 11 o'clock news. Here's something I want to really stress on people. If you're getting ready to put your head down on your pillow, you're going to go to sleep, and you're going to have sweet, pleasant dreams. Now, we have exercises that we do in the coaching I do. I have several different exercises on creation. When you're working on life creation, you're working on goal creation, etc. I have my clients focus on that which they're creating prior to their sleep. So, say for instance, they were to be watching the nightly news, and you know, watching all the shootings that go on, and the economy this, and the, you know, all this stuff. And rather than focusing on what they're creating, which is a positive aspect in their life, and they close their little eyes and put their little heads down on their little pillows and go to sleep. I mean, you know, I'm thinking to myself, because the unconscious mind is in control when you're sleeping. Here you are focusing on all that negative energy. And you wake up the next morning and you're like, you know, well, hello.
Yeah.
So quit watching, quit watching the news in general. I don't care what kind it is. And especially the 11 o'clock news. Do not put your little head down on your pillow after you've watched mainstream media tell you about how horrible this world is. Please don't do that. Please.
Yeah, it's probably better to watch it early. You know, just, I see nothing wrong with, you know, looking into things that are going on, being aware of it. But
awareness is one
the
thing.
The negativity, clear it out, let it go. It's like.
But you know darn good and well that if someone looks at that at 11 o'clock at night and they go to sleep at 11:30, what's the last thing that they saw?
That garbage. Yeah.
Correct. I mean, you know, awareness is one thing, but just to have it eating you, because a lot of people do. They don't know how to put their energy guards up. They don't know how to put that white shield around them, you know, with the gold around the white, and then the violet around that, the violet being Christ consciousness, to protect their beautiful aura, their beautiful energy beingness. A lot of people don't know how to do that. I'm telling you now how to do it. Just project your aura out and the white light, surrounded by the gold, surrounded by the violet, and remember, you're a beautiful child, you're a perfect creation now. And protect yourself from all that crap.
Yeah, and
look out there.
Really, we're all trying to. We're all becoming more conscious. That's what the future is, right?
And I believe so.
So we're going to be choosing
conscious awareness.
We have our free will to choose a better way. To choose better ways of eating, for instance. And we don't have to be breath their ends, but to choose nutritional choices that are better.
Mm-hmm.
fast food. I mean, that's one thing I'm guilty of. You know, it's like dumping that. You know, just not doing that because of factory farms and these type of things that are really a negative source of food energy. Bringing more nutritional, higher consciousness nutrition or higher vibrational nutrition into your life to help you with that, because everyone's trying to get that higher vibration within themselves to match what the earth has, with the earth. Gaia is bringing this higher energy.
Gaia.
Bringing that to hear yourself through, nutrition, through exercise, whatever it is that helps you if you're a musician, do your music or art or whatever you enjoy to bring yourself enjoy in your life. Do that, and if it means changing your life in a different way, then do that too, because we really, at this point, I don't think we have any choice but to choose joy and happiness.
Absolutely. Joy, happiness. There are different, a lot of people take vitamins. I'm kind of not so much big on vitamins anymore. I used to be. I had a health food store. I kind of tend to move towards...
Ayurveda.
I'm moving more towards Ayurveda. I do the natural meats. The thing is, if I'm going to eat meat at all, I want it to be a meat source. I always say my prayers of blessing and gratitude for the animal. And if I don't do it actually out loud in a ceremony, I will say it in my mind and my heart, and I vibrate with it. But, you know, I've been finding natural food sources where the animals are grown locally, and they have... These things are everywhere in every city in the United States. So animals that are grown locally, and you can go in, and they haven't been slaughtered in slaughterhouses. It was a very peaceful process, you know. And cage-free eggs, cage-free chickens. You know, chickens are actually angry little creatures, so we want to go away from that. Well, they get pissed off because they're in these little tiny cages the size of them. That'd be like if you kept me in a broom closet and just kind of fed me some food and there was no light in there. I'd be like kind of pissed too. Really?
Yeah, it's like in the Ayurvedic practices, if you were to look at a tree and you see how it's nourished,
or
a plant is nourished, and that nourishment would be the sap.
Oh, the sap, right.
And the sap nourishes the bark, nourishes the leaves.
The leaves.
The fruit, everything. It keeps the essence behind it. We also have that essence within ourselves.
Correct.
And in Ayurveda, they have certain herbs and fruits that support that, which is called rasa, where they support your rasa.
Rasa.
Which would be the sap of humans.
Of the chi.
The plasma of humanity.
Right, and it does it through a gentle balancing between the different herbs and different fruits. That Ayurveda uses fruit and herbs and vegetables, and they use it all together in one, you know, one mix sometimes, depending on what you're working with. But yeah, and it's always about the creating the balance in each. I'm showing my body right now, my internal organs, creating the balance within each internal organ. Like, say, for instance, your liver is putting out too much energy, as they would say in Chinese medicine. So the Ayurveda would help to calm the liver, and maybe it would help to increase the output of the kidneys, because the kidneys are kind of slow. And the funny thing is, the formula that they would use for one person to increase the kidney and decrease the liver, the same formula could be used on somebody to have the opposite effect, but the same formula, because Ayurveda is all about balance, and the way that they put the formula together, even though it's the same formula for everybody, it creates balance for how you need it to be. It's an amazing science, it's an amazing process, and it's been around for, over 5,000 years?
Yeah.
Well,
a long time.
Maybe
even longer than that, who knows?
I truly kind of tend to think it's working with the energy and the physical aura, along with the actual physical organs even though you and I are sitting here in like I can touch you and you're solid and you can touch me and I'm solid, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but we've been able to prove that this solidity is actually just a vibration. It's just a wave. It's a sound wave. I'm a sound wave, and I'm just like vibrating at a really, really slow rate. That's what makes me solid.
Yeah.
You too. I won't slap you though.
Yeah. Unless you're into that, though.
Yeah, well, no. And so, yeah, but because, like, the vibration, you know, is just slower. But, I mean, I truly believe that that's how Ayurveda works, is through that energy that's just about a half an inch extending around the actual physical body,
so that's
internal as well as external.
That would be what they call the sap. Is that what the rasa is? Or?
It's part of it. The rasa itself actually has an external as well as an internal, just like we do. We have an energy source that's around our body, our physical aura, and that physical aura actually it's able to transmit information back and forth between the external to the internal, which is the organs within. That's why it's so important that people get rid of negative emotions and negative experiences and limiting beliefs, because that stuff all gets trapped in their energy fields, especially their physical energy fields, and it creates dis-ease. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I believe that in Ayurvedic medicine, when they're working with balancing out the organs, when the organs balance out like that, they transmit out an energy through the central nervous system, which is actually directly connected with the physical energy that surrounds the body. Your central nervous system, or your unconscious mind, is your central nervous system, technically. I mean, you want to get down to the nuts and bolts of it. Your unconscious mind, that energy source, that's your Holy Spirit, that's your unconscious mind, that's your central nervous system, boom, that's it. And it communicates with this actual force field. I'm holding my hand right now, roughly a quarter of an inch to a half an inch over Daryl's body. As I'm doing that, can you tell me if you feel that?
Yeah,
I feel it too.
Feel on the knee.
I feel your energy coming up to meet my hand right now. I feel that, and you tell me you can feel it too?
Yeah.
I can feel it quite intensely. As I'm holding my hand just a little,
it's
over.
Like a magnet.
A cord.
Or can you put a magnet over?
Yep. And that's my energy meeting your energy. And I'm feeling your actual physical force field. And that's communicating with your internal organs.
And you could heal. I mean, like we thought, you used Reiki before, but like the Qigong masters, they can actually, and it's been documented that they can take a person who has a broken arm or a broken bone and use the same thing you're doing here.
Yeah, I'm working on the elbow. You have a boo-boo with your elbow.
Yeah, and then they can x-ray it before, and so they show it's broken, and then they do their Qigong, and then x-ray it again, and it's completely healed. So that that's the future of humanity, I see. These things can be done. They will be done.
Okay.
And it's going to change the face of medicine as we know it. It's energy healing through Reiki or through Qigong or through just consciousness itself, through radiating.
Like I'm doing right now with
your
elbow?
Yeah, I mean, doctors are going to be...
Your energy's kind of...
They're already getting...
There's
a lot of doctors
it.
Getting on board with this already and changing over to naturopath or learning naturopath or learning these different things like acupuncture.
And I can teach people.
And using the balance of nutrition, which can start to fire, can actually... There's that internal pharmacy that we have that can be ignited through Ayurveda, which is ignites your internal pharmacy and gets you also a practice, spiritual practice, which gets you, opens up those blockages and releasing the negative emotions, and then it just allows you to become that conduit for your Holy Spirit. And that's and then when the humanity gets on board with that, which we are,
some of us are,
then we're going to walk around without disease.
You're definitely going to be able to tell the difference between
those.
Or we're
going to be able to heal people who
that
have
are vibrating with that idiom and with that particular pathway, as opposed to those that are not. Can you feel that energy right now?
Yeah.
I've increased it up. So your
elbow. Oh, cell phones, man. Those things are really. I mean, I got.
Okay, there's your elbow. Does it feel
better? I'm guilty, just as anyone else, for just constantly being on the cell phone, right? I know
that
stuff really can fire a lot of, you know.
Negative energy?
Well, I don't know what it's called. I mean, there's you can find out about it, but I know that there are ways where you can block that that intense magnetic energy microwave.
It's a microwave receiver, is what it is. I mean,
but
think about it.
It's
you
very intense.
Use microwaves to cook your food. That means you're cooking your brain.
Yeah, I know. There are things you can get, and I haven't gotten them, but I've seen there's, I don't know if they work or not. Maybe
I personally don't buy
into
that.
Maybe someone could call in and knows about those things, but
don't
things that you can
those.
Put on your cell phone which blocks that. I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't buy it.
Maybe,
that's just me.
Well, everyone has their own beliefs.
But, I know.
There are, we're obviously being bombarded with all kinds of, we want to hear about, we could get into conspiracy and we could talk about HAARP, which is a big.
Oh, that's those trails that you talk about? Chemtrails?
Those, I don't know any really exactly what's going on with that. I've heard about them. Supposedly we're being bombarded with chemicals that are not good for us
mm-hmm.
from the air. And then there's HAARP. It's a place up in Alaska that's bombarding or trying to change weather and messing with the fields of energy. Because we have a field around us like you're talking about, right?
Right. The force
field
I was showing you.
Cell towers mess around with our field, right?
Right.
We have this field, and I don't know what that really means. I couldn't tell you. A lot of people talk about it and know a lot more about it, obviously.
Well, you know what, though? Everybody's in charge.
Fields.
Everybody's in charge of their energy.
That's true, and that's why it doesn't matter what
HAARP does.
Well, we have our own internal field, like you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, one lady we were talking about. She talks about radiating. We were talking about the conduit or becoming the plugging into that
mm-hmm.
source of energy within us.
The God source.
Radiating outward, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which clears up those energy fields, right?
Absolutely, and we
then,
can do that for the entire planet.
If everyone was doing that,
all of us,
this would change the field completely.
Absolutely.
But the field itself is polluted. We're trying to clear it up. The first thing, important thing, is to clear our own field. Which within ourselves, and then to radiate out that, in fact, purified field, which people are doing at this
of
moment.
Of love and life.
And then it's taking responsibility, and these people out there that are doing that are masters, or we're all masters.
We all
have that within us,
you're
right?
A master. Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people choose victim over that. They choose victimhood, which is, I was just choosing victimhood, talking about HAARP and talking about these energies coming
at us.
Okay. But that's saying, well, that's affecting me. Well, now I'm going to choose. Then you switch that choice to, I'm pushing out the energy I have within myself to clear that field.
And you can do that for any situation. You know, that's what's amazing. Like, say, for instance, you and I were going to go into a presentation. And we're doing a presentation with people, all right? Before we go in there, we were taught how to do this, you know, pull the energy in first and then push the energy out with love and joy. And as we're pushing it out, of course, we're doing that to help radiate so that it heals everybody in the room and us, and we're all vibrating at that same frequency in love and joy. And the thing is, we've watched it. We've actually watched the negative energy neutralize itself when we walked into rooms like that. We've done that. We did that a while back at a place here in Vancouver, Celestial Awakenings. I know when we walked in, it seemed like everything just began to really... You know, chill out and get
smooth. Anytime you go to a...
Because we were focusing from our vibratory source from within, you know?
Yeah, I've noticed that when I go to into an event with people that are all positive.
Oh, yeah.
You feel the different energy. I mean, everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all empathic.
Yeah.
This is where you have to... You know, I was told myself when I had problems drinking...
Uh-huh.
That I was trying to drown a lot of these feelings that were coming in, and to learn how to let them flow through like water, there was learning techniques to change that within myself, because I'm feeling other people's energies, and I don't want to feel that.
Right, you don't.
And then it's really in reality just a reflection of myself. So learning to deal with that, and then becoming responsible for that.
Correct.
And it's something we're all learning. It seems very new to. I mean, it's been around, but it's like humanity as a whole is becoming more and more a science. We got this paradigm shift going on, which is science meeting holistic beliefs. We talk about biology, the science of biology. We understanding. Starting to look at consciousness and physics, looking at consciousness
mm-hmm.
and looking at
mm-hmm.
we're the observer and we're seeing we're actually affecting the field. So all these physicists and biologists, And you got Greg Braden, who's a geologist, who's bringing these principles into his side.
The God Code, his most recent book. My God, what an amazing! You guys have got to read that.
Yeah, so it's a huge. There's something going on. It's definitely.
You know what I think it is? I'll be honest with you. I get that people are starting to realize that they are the creators. I get that because every time I bring it to someone's attention that they have the choice, the immediate response is, oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember I'm in charge, I'm in control. You know, and once again, I hate to keep going back to the economy, but everybody needs to realize you have the ability to control the outcome of your finances and your financial freedom. One of the things I'm working on right now, actually, is network marketing. And people go, oh, network marketing, yikes. No, you know what? I'm involved with an amazing project. If you guys want to know more about it, I can't talk about it too much, but I would urge you to go to my website at createabundancenow.net and contact me via email at createabundancenow@gmail.com or roxieb, the number 5, at juno.com or Daryl at darrell.grey.
Yeah.
At gmail.com or through seattledrummer.com. Get a hold of us and talk with us. I'll be honest with you. Network marketing is one of the best ways for you to create residual income for yourself, especially if you get in with a vehicle like we're involved with that's less than 12,000 people strong in the U.S. and Canada. You get to create the amount of money you make based on your belief about yourself. Bottom line, if you believe in yourself, and the product is amazing, uses Ayurvedic science, and it pretty much is already selling itself, so you don't have to sell the product. Just believe in yourself and realize that you are in control of your own destiny, your own future, your own financial freedom is yours by choice, by your own choice. We can guide you through this process. We have an amazing program, Daryl and I, that we're working together with other people throughout the U.S. on, and we can guide you seamlessly through this process to help create financial choices for you in this lifetime. I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah, let's all stop being slaves and get on board with me.
Read some of the books by Zane Pilsner. You know, go online, check out some of the information. You know, if you do the statistical research on it, you will find when this country, America, goes through economic downswings, network marketing flourishes. Here's the bottom line, people. Here at BBS, we talk about community. That's what network marketing is, because as you support somebody and you mentor them, they support somebody and they mentor them, and we're all supporting one another through purchasing through one another. It's like a barter system almost.
Yeah,
you
like
buy
that,
from me,
yeah.
I buy from you. I support you, you support me. That's community. That's true community. We're supporting one another to create wealth and love and joy.
Yeah, we're not keeping banks hostage. We're not.
The CEOs aren't getting it all. Here's another thing. People think, well, the person at the top gets all the money. No, that's not actually true. You know, and here's another thing, too. If you were to tell me that, you know, corporate America is a better place to be, well, get this. The CEO of the corporation you're working for, how much money does that guy bring in? And how much money do you bring in?
And
how many hours
do you have to?
Mm-hmm.
Do you
know that the higher position, this is something I did a research study on, the higher the position in the corporation or the government system, because I was a government employee at one time, the higher the rank, the less actual hourly time and effort that employee puts forth. The lower the rank or the lower the position, the actual more hours and more actual output comes. And we're talking about the people that make the least amount of money, putting about the most amount of effort.
Like it's almost like that movie, The Matrix. You got
it
all
is
the people
the
at the
movie.
Bottom.
I think
are
we're
just,
living The Matrix half the
all
time.
All the people at the bottom are like the batteries that they're plugged into, and they're sucking all their energy out.
That's right.
And, it's
freedom. My gosh, freedom is actually much easier than people know about, Daryl.
Because we have our. We don't.
Is
need
that right?
Be, yeah, we don't need to be batteries anymore. We have our own source of energy within
that's
infinite.
And there are opportunities
like
out there,
energy.
Like the one we're talking about, and many others. But I mean, there are so many great opportunities out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of it.
We all want the same thing, really.
We all want financial freedom.
Yes.
Abundance.
Yes.
Love, peace, happiness.
Yes. Joy.
These are all things that are there within us already.
Joy. And you know what else, too? Something that they talked about the other day when we were at service. I couldn't stop myself. I mean, I couldn't stop from thinking. They kept coming back to peace. And they talked about world peace. And it brought a tear to my eye a couple different times. I thought that was so endearing because, you know, I think a lot of times we forget that we do still have to focus on bringing peace to this world. And you know what, Daryl? I think you made that point real clear when you talked about the radiant love from within. That's where our peace really has to begin. If each and every one of us today, right now, wherever you're at, I don't know where you guys are at, what you're doing. If you're listening to us on the East Coast or the West Coast, and you're listening to us on the Internet, take a moment and stop and go within and find your love, your conscious peace within. And please radiate it out. Radiate it out towards other being in this world now.
To radiate
with love,
out from the heart.
And joy.
And affect millions of people.
And forgiveness.
Yes, and if you can radiate that force from your heart. It's not a force, but it's a love energy from your heart. There's also scientific proof that that's something that actually occurs.
It does.
That actually the heart energy is such an immense force,
mm-hmm.
or immense power, or whatever you want to call it, where it affects everyone around them, and it can affect millions of people.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're saying, we could radiate that love outward. And affect millions and millions of people as we're doing it. You know, really.
Absolutely. Please, everybody today, just take a break. And like you said, what Jesus did.
You know, I mean, he radiated
across
the world, the planet.
The entire planet.
Everyone felt his energy.
Felt his energy. Everybody today, do this for all of us. Radiate out your love, your peace from within. Do it through prayer. Do it through meditation. Do it through consciousness. Do it through whatever vehicle you have at your disposal.
Yeah.
Do it today. Do it tomorrow. Do it every day. Just
every morning,
for a little bit.
Every night.
A few minutes.
I know everyone's busy, but...
Right.
Will we all...
put that conscious thought out there.
Some kind of meditation.
Love.
You know, love throughout the day at some point.
Absolutely.
And then go out and, you know, look on VBS and find all the great hosts they have and interesting things that, you know, you can find where people have all these other ideas and things that you can listen to. And if you resonate with them, then go with them. I know I resonate with a lot of the people on there. And there's just really cool stuff that you can go. It's a big resource.
Absolutely.
Don's service to humanity.
He's a blessing to humanity, whether humanity knows it or not. Don Newsom, we love you. We're grateful for you, the work that you do, and providing us with a free forum to be able to help heal the planet, heal ourselves, and heal the consciousness of all the beingness in this world.
Yeah.
Now, real quick, I need to do a wrap-up. I got to do my job here.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on the...
You're welcome, Daryl.
It always is fun.
Thank you so much.
Keep it up.
Thank you. So, got it real quick here. Do a wrap-up. And I want to let everybody know, I've got to tell you, the guests we have on the 10th of March are two of the most amazing people I mean, Daryl, everybody that comes into my life. See, I vibrate at this higher radiance, and I bring these amazing people to my life. Tomas Vieira and Nuke Sanchez, they have this book. It is an amazing book. I've been reading it. It's called Take Me to Truth. It's based on A Course in Miracles. It's about undoing the ego. It's a profound and practical roadmap to undoing the only block we have to experiencing consistent peace, which we talked about on the show, love and joy. They're going to describe in this book the challenge we all face. The uninvestigated me is the ego. The one that's plagued by intermittent fears, relationship breakups, financial difficulties, and ill health. It's a false self, and one whose life mantra is seek and do not find. The ego is a mistaken sense of the self responsible for unconsciously sabotaging us in numerous forms. Take Me to Truth arose from these authors' sincere commitment to live out 17 years, the principles outlined in A Course in Miracles, which is an amazing book. I spent 7 years practicing it. They are a couple that are a living example of the power of quantum forgiveness. And the result is this revealing guide to the six stages of spiritual awakening. Take Me to Truth. You can find that book available now at takemetotruth.com. And I urge you to order it, read it, listen to the show on the 10th. These two people are just loving, amazing beings, and I'm so blessed to have them on the show. Won't you listen as they discuss their book and the entire process of letting go of ego and really finding the profound, deep sense of love within that we all have. Bless you all, and have a wonderful day. And remember, radiate out your love, your peace, your joy to the entire world. We're all healing. This is Roxanne, and Creative Abundance Now. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.